In a warehouse near Pittsburgh, GlobalLink staffers are preparing to load a shipment of medical aid into a 40-foot container bound for Cuba. Workers haul pallets of dialysis kits, mattresses, waiting room chairs, and gurneys to the loading dock. Everything here has been carefully sorted, evaluated, and matched with requests from the Cuban Ministry of Health. Kathleen Hauer founded GlobalLink with two friends back in 1989. It used to operate out of their houses. Since then, GlobalLink has sent $110 million worth of medical aid, all of it requested by the receiving countries. About two-thirds of that has gone to Cuba.
Cuba's unique in so many ways. They're very advanced medically. I mean, they do transplant surgery. They have a lot of doctors. There's no shortage of physicians there. They're very different than other countries.
What Cuba shares with other developing countries is critical shortages of equipment and supplies. Here in Havana, the streets are filled with Eisenhower-era cars and lined with shops that repair everything from pots to paperbacks. After more than 40 years of a U.S. economic embargo and more than a decade after the loss of their Soviet trading partners, Cubans are masters of improvisation. The same is true for the island's medical community, says Sebastian Pereira, the former director of Cuba's Center for Electromedicine.
Suffering this embargo has been like a school for us that taught us how to keep on working with the same machines and not having the authentic parts to replace them.
Pereira says parts and technical information from GlobalLink have helped keep old medical equipment going. They've also supported new programs in breast cancer screening and dialysis research. Has the equipment that GlobalLink sent to you saved lives?
Sí, por supuesto que sí.
It is undeniable.
GlobalLink sends materials to Cuba that other countries can't use. That's because medical care is not as advanced in many other developing countries. Dr. Armando Pancorbo uses the salvaged equipment for minimally invasive surgery at the aging hospital where he works. He and his team have done nearly 4,000 operations using equipment and supplies that were thrown out by U.S. hospitals.
This is our operation room.
This morning, the OR is busy. Anesthesiologists prepare a middle-aged patient for gallbladder surgery while nurses set up sterilized instruments. Back in GlobalLink's Pittsburgh office, volunteers help with the labor-intensive job of packing supplies for shipping. Kristen Carrera says this work is helpful on two fronts.
So our mission here is both humanitarian and environmental. Environmental because all of our medical supplies that we're working on would have been put in an incinerator or a landfill, and so we're really recycling in that sense.
The American Hospital Association estimates that U.S. hospitals produce about 3 million tons of waste every year, and they pay about $3 billion to dispose of it. Many of the supplies that end up in the trash are opened but unused. Worries about liability, changes in technology, and a rash of government regulations account for much of the still useful materials being thrown out. Vicky Kars is a nurse who traveled to Cuba as a volunteer.
Seeing people rewashing gloves where we would just open gloves and throw them away, drapes that we just open up and throw away, to see these people harbor these items, rewash them and rewash them because they don't have the supplies, just makes you value what you have.
The medical community is beginning to take notice. More and more U.S. hospitals are contacting aid organizations. Laura Brannon directs a joint environmental program for the American Hospital Association and the U.S. EPA. She says GlobalLink and similar groups offer hospitals much-needed guidance.
They provide the infrastructure around what can be used around the world. And without those guidelines, hospitals would be tossing this kind of material because they don't know where else to send it.
So we've got a full truck.
GlobalLink founder Kathleen Hauer is happy to set up the guideposts. She says we have to realize that we're all members of a much broader community, one that could use our help, even when it's a matter of just sharing stuff we'd normally throw away. For the GLRC, this is Anne Murray reporting.